It is good to be back. Before I begin, too, I wanted to let you know, if you didn't know, Donnie and Lauren, they're here visiting this morning. We actually stayed with them last night. So say hello afterwards. And this message is going to be a little unique in that both Alicia and I will be speaking. It's more of a sharing time than a sermon, I guess, but there's definitely some nuggets there that the Lord has been teaching us that we would just love to share with you guys. Surprisingly enough, we're actually going to continue with where Ted left off in the reading of Scripture. So if you could open up to Philippians. The passage we're going to be reading is chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And it probably isn't much of a coincidence, but this section, which has been giving meaning to me lately, is also part of it was what Alicia and I selected as our verse to be read during our wedding. And the Lord has been making some things known to us lately that this passage really speaks to. So let me read from here. Philippians 1, 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. I think what's been striking me the most out of this passage has been the love that Paul has in his heart for the Philippian church. And I would even argue that this love that he has wasn't just for the Philippians, but it was for each and every church that he visited on his missionary journeys. Every person that he came into contact with, the love of Christ filled his heart so much that he just couldn't help but proclaim the gospel, proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ, and carry a burden for these churches even after he left, to the point where some letters he wrote would be an encouragement and support, and some would be in challenge, knowing that there's so much further for a lot of these churches to be growing. And I think why that's been speaking to me over the last several months is the Lord has been doing a work in both Alicia and I as we have moved up to Sacramento, teaching us what it means to carry this burden of love in our hearts for those around us, in our community and for our friends, and especially with each other in our own relationship. And I'd like to share just a few stories, things that the Lord's been working into me, and Alicia has some too that she would like to share after I am done. But first I wanted to share a little bit about where we're at Bradshaw Christian School and what's so unique about it. What we're finding is that though Bradshaw Christian School is a business, it's a nonprofit, and its main task is to educate the children, there is such a work of the Spirit going on there that they can't help but see the work of the Spirit in others too that are working there. It's not just an overarching thing saying, yes, the Lord's working and we're going to educate, but in everything that happens, every classroom, every interaction with students, every business meeting, the Lord's name is proclaimed in such a unique way. What I think is unique about them is that they see every opportunity that comes along, whether it's something difficult, whether it's a trial or something that brings encouragement, that they see the hand of the Lord in everything that comes. And what I've found in life in there is that a lot of times I tend to see that the things that are hard or the bad experiences or the places where I'm frustrated or someone's frustrated with me, I tend to see those as places where I've, in the past, where I've needed to either suffer through it and wait patiently for the event to pass, or I've seen it as a place of just needing to figure out what's wrong and solve the problem. Whereas lately we've been encouraged by others to see each of these places as opportunities for the Lord's Spirit to be revealed in the circumstances and through the circumstances. As an example of this, I have taken on the responsibilities as the IT person or the technology guy on the campus. I'm there maintaining all of the computer servers and getting everything ready for the teachers and making sure all their computers are working. Well, this last Christmas, or just before Christmas, our email server went down. And I'm pretty much the guy on campus who's responsible for everything. And there's another guy who's been helping me out who actually is far more experienced. He's been in the computer industry for like 25 years. But he's more works with us as like a contractor. When we need help, he'll come in and give assistance. And the email server went down. I didn't know what was wrong. He didn't know what was wrong. Even the tech people we called for assistance, they didn't know what was wrong. And so eventually we realized we just had to create a new server, just redo it from scratch. And this guy, Brian, he volunteered to do it since he had a little more experience and it would take some time. Otherwise, if I were to do it. So I agreed and I just left for my Christmas vacation. And I didn't even think twice about the situation, even though it was pretty serious and it was impacting a lot of people on campus. And so I come back after 10 days of vacation and find out that the problem is still there. And not only that, but it has greatly affected those people on campus. People were trying to email really important people who never got the messages, and a lot of stuff was going on, even holding up the paychecks for a while, which was probably a bad thing. And I just felt terrible. I felt like I had dropped the ball, that this was my responsibility, even though this other guy had volunteered to do it. It was my responsibility to make sure that it was done, to keep on track, to follow up with him. And now all of a sudden we're in this position where everyone's looking at me and looking with eyes like, what's going on here? Why hasn't this been taken care of? And what were you doing on vacation when we were all struggling here? And I found that I had to work through these feelings of, for me, I had to work through feelings of shame that I had failed. I felt like, oh my goodness, it has all come to me and I have failed miserably here. I wasn't aware of how much this was needed, and I wasn't aware of my own desire to just take off for vacation and not worry about it. And all these things came, and you know, legitimate concerns. But the reason why I say I had to work through them is because I think in the community we're at Bradshaw, there's an encouragement to see things. The world would look at this and say, you're either right or you're wrong. If you're right, then you defend yourself and you come up with all the reasons why you shouldn't. No, Brian had it was his responsibility, I passed it off to him, and so don't lay this trip on me. There's, you know, defend yourself. Or if you're wrong, then you go to shame. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'll never do this again, and these are the steps I'm going to take to make sure this never happens again. That's your only options. You're either right or you're wrong. But what's unique about where we're at is that they want to take one step beyond that and say, right or wrong, it doesn't matter because Christ has covered over it all. What we want to see is not what you've done wrong, but what Christ is doing right. And it's such a fresh perspective for us to be looking on the life side of the cross instead of the death side. Instead of seeing what happened before the cross of the places where we go to the shame and the guilt, we're looking and seeing what has Christ done? What are these places where these opportunities that are bringing life? It's not that the darkness is being exposed, but the light is being revealed. So as I worked through these feelings, I came to this place where I knew that the next Monday, if this problem wasn't solved, there were going to be some hard questions at our Monday weekly meeting. And it's funny, our Monday morning meetings are where we take care of the business at the school, but actually they end up being more about character development and spiritual growth and where the Lord is working in our staff's lives. And I came to be almost excited to go to the meeting, because it was this opportunity now that the Lord was uncovering for places where maybe I need growth, or where there are those around me need growth, or even Brian, and why wasn't he on top of this? But it just, instead of seeing it as a negative thing, like we just got to figure out how to get this server back up and running and everything will be fine, it was more an opportunity to see the Lord at work. And so I think that there at Bradshaw, we've been experiencing the Lord's love through these people in bringing out this life side of the cross. And it has greatly influenced Alicia's and my own relationship, where I think we are learning how to express Christ's love to each other, because we're realizing that our own love doesn't quite meet up. We've been right now in the process of looking at schools, for myself, looking at PhD programs or some sort of advanced degree beyond what I've already done, and Alicia's looking at master's programs in like worship and theology. And we had the opportunity to take a trip out to the East Coast and visit four of the schools that we were really excited about. Well, after our week-long trip, we came back and we both had a pretty good idea of what the best school was. But the only thing was is that we had different opinions on what that idea was. And suffice to say that this caused a lot of discussion. Maybe I should, are fights, is that word allowed in this room? But where before I think we would have seen those places as, oh, got to keep away from that. Fights are a bad thing. We need to, you know, get this away and get work through this as quick as we can. But I think what we're seeing is that God is at work in everything. And if he's at work in everything, then he's at work in our fights as well. And even more, it's creating these opportunities for us to see ourselves and how much we need that powerful work of Christ in our hearts. We're seeing how much we tend to live out from ourselves. Like Alicia will come and her natural self will attack me on my position. And in my natural self, I'll come up with this defense and like logical reasons why she's out of touch with reality. But the point is, we're both speaking out from ourselves. It has nothing to do with Christ until we recognize and lay claim that we are in Christ and that we are needing to work out from him. And so we're finding that as these discussions get heated, we can stop and take a step back and realize, how are we relating here? Are we actually relating on the grounds of the completed work of Christ? Or are we talking about more stuff from our flesh? And I think that's probably one of the biggest places where Alicia and I have been growing. And it certainly is very messy at times. We certainly don't feel very adept at being able to detach ourselves and see Christ at work in these difficult places. But we know that he is. And that is what my confidence is that no matter what happens here, that we know Christ is, like Paul said, that he's bringing us about to completion. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ.